You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudet. Stephanie Lai, she founded Flamencos United to spread awareness about the dance through performances, teaching, and bringing world-famous flamenco performers to Idaho. She hosts workshops and shares a message embedded within the dance: art is healing. Arlie Sommer brings us this story as part of the Expressive Idaho series.
Flamenco is one person dancing in the middle of a circle with your musicians and your singer. One person interpreting their story. My name is Stephanie Laishi, and I'm the director of Flamencos United. What initiates the dance is the music, is the singer. So the singer is saying something and it moves the dancer to interpret, which is why you're not really dancing with another person. You're dancing with the singer's voice. You're dancing with the guitar. I think I was 22 years old. A little old to be trying to figure out flamenco. A family member of mine passed away, a really close one, quite suddenly like that. And I started taking classes, but it wasn't until I went to a show and I heard the singer singing and I saw the dancer dancing, and the words that were coming out of her mouth were, the sounds were like my sister and my mom the day they came to tell me what happened. The body of the dancer was exactly what I felt that I couldn't express. And so I was able to sit there and finally emote. Finally, I could start to grieve. And I knew at that point that I could start my healing process using this dance form. I had discovered something that helped me tremendously in a way that therapy or medicine never would. I was like, well, this has got to be helpful to other people, and it's got to be able to help a community also heal. It turned out really to be this like friend of mine that I always look to. I think a lot of us flamencos connect to these parts of ourselves that we can't physically touch, or people that we can't, loved ones that we can't see, or places or a time of our lives, or the expressions that, it's also like when you can't express anything, when you don't have the words. First teachers I had in Spain, she asked me about my Native American heritage, and I said, well, Native Americans don't know our roots. We don't have access to that information. And she thought that was really sad because she was Roma, and she thought that like that was really important to know those things. She thought that Native Americans were like Romas, but American. And so she told me, well, because you don't have your culture, I'm gonna share mine with you. Our initial training is just to do what we feel. Your emotions are never wrong. There's a language that goes with it that helps us communicate with each other without an audience really knowing. Haleo just basically means a lot of noise, but really what they are words of encouragement. Pi pa yandando, pi pa yandando, tra tra tra, tomo 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 ste. And so when we start learning, when I'm giving them the foot, I'll go pa pa pa. Toma, toma, toma usted. And so they start knowing what that means just by me giving those words. I don't have to count it. Flamenco has a genealogical tree. The root of the tree, the trunk of the tree, are the most free. They don't have rhythms to them. But to dance to, I really like alegría. I really like joy. I really like the feelings of that come with it, because even in those joyful moments in flamenco, and even in that particular style, there's still a sense of like where you came from. I know my job is done when I've transmitted my emotions out and it's strong enough that it causes a reaction. I want their hearts to move. I want their minds to go, huh, or to start turning. I'm
Expressive Idaho is produced in partnership with the Idaho Commission on the Arts, Folk, and Traditional Arts Program, with funding support from Dr. Suzanne Allen, M.D., and the National Endowment for the Arts. For extra content, including pictures, go to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.